If you are unhappy with your life and how it has turned out, here's what I would suggest you do. 1. Pray and ask God to forgive you for not understanding heavenly citizenship. 2. Pray and ask God for grace, time, mercy and help to be okay with this. 3. Determine that with God's help you will make the best of your life no matter what. 4. Pray and ask God to help you create the best possible circumstances available given your situations, then watch, wait, listen, learn and act on what you receive. If you can't remember the 4 steps that I have suggested, or if you just want a quick prayer that summarizes everything, you could pray, "Dear God, please forgive me for not understanding. Please grant me mercy, your grace and your help so that I can create better circumstances. In Jesus' name I ask and pray, Amen." Listen, doing the 4 things I suggested, or praying the prayer I just gave you will help set things in motion to help you make the best of a life that you didn't choose, didn't want, or you may feel stuck in. Every day I wake up, I have to remind myself, I am in the world but not of the world. That way when I am reminded of how my life is not what I had wanted it to be, I can remind myself but my life is what God wanted it to be and that my friend helps make the differences that I need to go on. There will always be those things, those people and those thoughts that will try to remind you of your past, but the key is to find a way to counteract thoughts, things, circumstances and people who try to pull you into the web of despair. I have found that the way to counteract it is to reprimand it with God's word, God's declarations of who I can now be, and God's good plans for my life now. You may feel so inspired after hearing this message that you may decide to come up with your own ways to counteract the darkness that might try to come against you because you are now a citizen of heaven. Listen, you're not stuck, you are simply on a long detour that leads to the route that God handpicked just for you. If you liked this message, felt inspired by this message or got anything out of this message, consider giving us your best and most generous donation so that we may continue to find ways to inspire you, encourage you and enlighten you on the ways, the methods and the purposes of God. Additionally, email or message us and let us know how Evangelist Wendy Evans's ministry is sustaining you, encouraging you, motivating you or teaching you how to go on.